Yes, indeed. We are back tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And I tell you, we absolutely love hearing from you, especially on this Friday night. So join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. And you can always email the show at elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. It is the month of December, but we're going to get after it and go around the horn and talk some MLB and our favorite guest in our go-to guy, always the rising star right here at YSR, and that's our producer, Andy Pondillo. Good evening, Andy. It's nice to have you with us.
I'm happy to be back. Baseball is still a long way away, but there's been plenty of moves all around the board this offseason.
Well, I'm anxious to get your thoughts on some of the movement that has taken place, but I got to ask you, let's have some fun, Andy. I mean, Christmas is just a few weeks away. If you've been naughty, you've been nice. I mean, what's Santa going to bring you? Probably a new glove in baseball?
You know, that would be nice, but I like my bats, my glove. I won't change my glove. I still use the same one I used probably in eighth grade.
Really?
It's just one of those things that you're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
The inside's tearing out, but there's no reason to change something that works. So when I talk to Santa, I go more of the electronic route. You know, let's get me a PlayStation 4 and get updated so I can waste some hours away.
You're high maintenance. You sound like our two boys. I mean, they're like, I want an iPhone 6. I want a new iPod. I'm like, oh, my soul. Okay, so we've digressed just a bit, Andy. Let's get back on track here. Talk to me about the Astros offseason, because really, I mean, from what I've been tracking and seeing, it's been quiet so far, but are they making some moves behind the scenes?
It's been quiet so far, but there's plenty of time to get it rolling. Let's remember the winter meetings have not happened, but you feel like they really haven't done a lot because we've seen so many teams make splashes early this offseason that you're going to know, what are the Astros doing? But I think they're on a good track. They're looking for a closer. That's what they need to fix. Their bullpen, about the worst in the league last year, along with the Colorado Rockies. And it's no coincidence that the teams that have the worst bullpens are often the worst teams in baseball. So the Astros last year, 70 wins. You think if they have a league average bullpen, they may have won up to 77, 78 games, a completely different outlook you would have had on the 2014 season. They know that, and they're going to try and fix that problem. I think it does start with the closer position. The problem with that is signing a free agent closer. They've looked at David Robertson. Andrew Miller doesn't look like he's coming to Houston. They've looked at him. You're going to spend some dollars on these guys. You're going to have to give up 4 years of $40 million, $50 million. It's going to be a tough, strict price to pay on a relief pitcher. When relief pitching, some years they're good, some years they're horrible. You never really know. It's the toughest position to predict. It's a roller coaster ride with those guys.
Okay, our very own Andy Pondillo is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and you really emphasized right at the top of the list, the Christmas list for the Astros, is they're getting a closer, getting a relief pitcher. Andy, I know you cover very closely the Astros. I mean, who is that ideal candidate that they need to bring on board?
I think that David Robertson would be nice for the Astros. It would be a risk to go and get a closer of his stature. He's asking for Jonathan Papelbon money, so you're giving $13 million a year to a closer, and it could completely not work. We've seen, you know, Jim Johnson had two straight years of over 50 saves. He goes to the Oakland Athletics, absolutely bombs last year. He's the guy that you would have never expected. He seemed like that sure guy that you know is going to get the job done. David Robertson does seem like that guy from the Yankees that could be a dominant closer with the Astros, given that big contract, given an opportunity with a young team, and you expect them to win anywhere from 75 to 81 games next year. So he'll get some good closing opportunities with them. You know, I would even say maybe they could be just as good as the Yankees next year based on the downfall of that team. So those are the two he's deciding from. It's a risk. The Astros, if they're going to get over this hump, if they're going to be a competitor, at some point they do have to take risks in the free agent market. Some teams go overboard. Some teams give guys 13-year contracts, but the Astros don't have to do that. At the same time, if you're playing to win this game, you have to take a risk. And in that bullpen, that's probably the one area the Astros don't have a lot of depth, even in the minor league system. So they need to fix the closer position. They're talking about trading one of their catchers. So you fix the closer position, you trade a catcher. Hopefully that catcher gets you two relievers in return. Right there, three relief pitchers. That can change the bullpen. You move Chad Qualls out of closer back to setup man where he belongs. You can fix the bullpen quickly if you make some savvy moves at the GM position.
Well, I want to talk some more about some of those minor moves that the Astros might be making. But, you know, Andy, we've not had you on in a while. How did you see, would you just summarize for us just how the season did play out for the Astros? I mean, what kind of grade would you give them?
it's tough to really give them a good grade because I want to win games. They made a significant improvement from 51 wins to 70 wins. Teams usually in baseball, it's not one of those, it's not like football where you can go 2-14 one year and then the next year you're in the postseason. Baseball, it's more of a gradual process, whether you're falling apart or rather you're coming up. And right now the Astros coming up 19 games, a significant improvement. So I'd have to give them at least a C just because of that, for how much they improved from last year, a top-heavy team. But at the same time, the bullpen effort was atrocious, and it's impossible to win in this era of baseball with specialized pitching, with pitchers that don't go deep into games like they used to. If you're not running out there a good bullpen, guys that can neutralize a good left-handed bat, guys in the eighth inning that can shut it down, it's just, it is so hard to win with as poor as the relief pitchers were last year for the Astros. So if they fix that, it gives them a chance. The other problems they got to solve is the bottom of the lineup was pretty awful. Top-heavy lineup the Astros have. I would say their first five could be very good next year. Looking at George Springer, Jose Altuve, Dexter Fowler. Mm-hmm. He might get traded. We're not sure. But regardless, you look at the top of their order, Chris Carter, you slot him in the middle. They got some power there. They got some guys that can get on base. They have athletes. The most important thing, guys can get hit the ball, move the runners, drive in runners. They have a top-heavy team. It's all about filling the depth of the team now. They're going to do that through their excellent minor league system, and then hopefully they're going to do that with some offseason moves.
Andy Pondillo, always bringing power at the plate. Some great opinions and perspective right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Andy, you've got some things going on. I mean, give us an update on the latest on your podcast and where we can direct all the listeners nationally.
Yeah, so we're talking a lot of Astros baseball. The new podcast just actually came out this week, Astro Chat. That's on climbingtowelshill.com. It's also a blog site where you can read about a lot of news, rumors, updates, a lot of stuff going on with the Astros. Definitely always an interesting team to follow. They may not reward you with a lot of wins, but they do things differently. Jeff Luhnow, you never know what he's going to do, what he has up his pocket, so you can always check that out at climbingtowelshill.com.
Okay, so Luhnow, he came on board in 2011. What's your assessment of the job that he's done?
The jury's still out on Luhnow. When he first took over, it was like he could almost do nothing wrong because he fixed this organization, this minor league system that was ranked 29th, 30th. Ed Wade started the process before he left, but that didn't really move the needle much. He was able to trade Hunter Pence, get John Singleton. George Springer was already in the system. So some tools were had by Luhnow. He had to get depth on the team, and we don't really see depth at the major league level, and that's hurting them greatly, especially when we talk about the bullpen. We talk about the back of the lineup. So he's trying to fix that. We don't know. We don't know what his prospects are going to do. Mark Appel, Colin Moran, who he just traded for, mm-hmm. Rio Ruiz, Carlos Correa. It all looks great on paper, but if these guys don't do good in the major leagues, it's going to fall all on Luhnow, and it could lead to his firing. So he could either be a genius, he could be Sabian for the Giants and lead this team to multiple World Series titles with this innovative style he's done, or it could completely fail, and that is the risk you take with young players in baseball. Because no matter how good they look on paper, no matter how good their minor league numbers are, we get excited about it. I think it's going to work personally. I want to keep Luhnow here and see if his plan works. But it only takes a few big-name prospects not working out, and you're looking for a job next month.
Okay, providing some MLB news and notes tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with our producer, Andy Pondillo. And, of course, Andy is joining us on our Stewart Cadillac guest line. You know, we've talked so much about, in terms of Andy, some of the movement potentially, or that has taken place within the Astros organization. But what about in the front office? What about A.J. Hinch?
A.J. Hinch is going to be an interesting guy. He doesn't seem like he's quite the analytical guy, but he doesn't seem like he's quite the old school, let's just forget about sabermetrics guy. So he's right in the middle. I think the biggest thing for A.J. is that he's going to listen to instruction from Jeff Luhnow. Luhnow wants a guy who believes in the system, who believes in the rebuild. And really, A.J. really lucked into his job and the fact that he came once the corner had started to turn a little bit. The Astros have gotten over that hump, whereas Bo Porter came right when the Astros bottomed out. A lot of times in the major leagues, you'll see managers come in, try and fix a team, if you will, and then they get fired as soon as the team comes over to hump because the whole time the general manager had another idea and plan. Too much butting heads with Bo and Jeff. I think Jeff Luhnow, he's going to really have a grasp on this team. He's going to be managing this team through the general manager's box. He wants to have a hands-on approach. I think AJ is going to let him do it, and I think AJ has the right mindset of what to do with this team.
Hey, Andy Pondillo has been with us right here in studio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, you can check out his work and get tell the listeners one more time where to go.
ClimbingTallisHill.com.
Very good. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR.